I should like to present the Honorable Jacob K. Javits, representative from the state of New York.
This is the third year after VE Day. It is an appropriate time to pause and take stock of what has been done for the victims of the last world Holocaust, the living dead, the DPs. Their plight has become a cause wherever peace-loving, humane people are to be found. Their resettlement has become one of the great moral issues of our time. Despite the obligation and the sense of responsibility which many of our people feel toward the DPs, relatively little has been done by the United States itself to resettle them, to give them new hope and new opportunities, to pick up the threads of a normal life and to live peaceful, productive lives. 3 years have passed, and we still have a DP problem, despite the crying need for action and despite the laudable efforts of the International Refugee Organization to cope with the situation. Right now, however, there is more than an even chance that the United States will undertake to do something about the DP problem. The House of Representatives is actively considering legislation to allow 200,000 DPs to come to the United States during the next 2 years. I am convinced that the Congress will pass such legislation before it adjourns this session if the voice of the people is heard clearly enough. It is up to you. Now is the time.
You have just heard a statement by the Honorable Jacob K. Javits, representative from the state of New York. I should like to present the Honorable Abraham J. Malter, representative from the state of New York.
The best and most certain way I know to obtain the passage of a bill to admit displaced persons for permanent residence in the United States is to compel every opponent of such measures to reside for even a short time in the foreign land from which his own ancestors emigrated. He must be made to realize that he or she is presently in this country by sheer accident. If an immigrant, it is only by chance that he got here before the imposition of an inhuman quota system or by being lucky enough to have come within it. If he was born here, it was an accident over which he had absolutely no control. I can't believe there is a single member of Congress who didn't learn as his first lesson in life that God created the heavens and the earth. If only they will remember the very first sentence of the Bible, they will attempt to control no part of the earth to the extent of saying to their fellow man, "This is the land of refuge. This is the haven of the persecuted, but only for those who got here first. The rest of you stay and die where you are." If only they could picture the situation in reverse, how they would cry out to their Father in heaven to teach their brothers the word of God. Possibly the misconception that most DPs were Jews caused them to forget the first sentence of the Old Testament. The knowledge that 80% of the DPs are Christians may cause them to remember these words from the last chapter of the New Testament. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let him that heareth say, "Come." Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
You have just heard a statement by the Honorable Abraham J. Malter, representative from the state of New York.